This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Dr. Robert Weaver, Associate Professor of Ocean Engineering and the Director of the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute, and Dr. Kelly Hunsaker, the Research Assistant Professor, Education and Outreach Coordinator for the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute. And they're here today to tell us about a great event that's coming up to celebrate Earth Day. Tell us a little bit about the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute and what you do.
Well, the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute was founded back in 2013, and our goal and our mission is to develop science-based engineering solutions for coastal water quality, and really with the ultimate goal of cleaning up and restoring coastal estuaries.
You have an event coming up for Earth Day, and everyone wants to get involved in helping to save the lagoon and to save the Earth, so here's a great way to do a little bit of both. Tell us about the event.
So the event that we have planned is an oyster mat building workshop in support of our Living Docks program. The Living Dock project is an outreach project we started a few years back. The Living Docks program really promotes the growth of filter feeding organisms such as oysters, sponges, barnacles, and tunicates on the piles of docks out in the lagoon. And the advantage of having these organisms growing out there is they can filter quite a bit of water as well as supply habitat. Turns out the scientists tell me that a tunicate can filter just about a gallon of water per hour. Most people are now becoming familiar with the filtration capacity of oysters being about 50 gallons per day. So when we can encourage these creatures to grow and thrive, we can help the lagoon or help these coastal estuaries restore their natural filtration capability.
What kind of people can come to this event?
This event is open to all. We do request that you register via Eventbrite. Anyone who's interested in making a difference and volunteering can come out, and we'll have the supplies there to build oyster mats.
The zoo was doing something with people who owned docks.
We're really inviting everyone from the community to come out. You don't necessarily have to live on the lagoon or have a dock on the lagoon. We've already identified 3 to 4 potential docks along the lagoon where we'll be deploying these mats once they're constructed.
Everyone can come and build a mat and learn a little bit more about the oysters and what they're doing for our lagoon.
Right, and this is something different than the zoo. This is a project that started here at Florida Tech. And like Robert said, it's open to the public, so you can come and help build oyster mats and learn. And all the supplies are donated as part of a grant, a green community grant from Rockwell Collins.
That's very cool. So when is it going to be, and how can we sign up?
It will be Friday, April 21st, so the day before Earth Day. And it is from 2 to 6 p.m. on the Florida Tech campus between the Link Building and Gleason Auditorium. You can sign up through Eventbrite. It is free, but we just ask that everyone register so that we can have adequate supplies. And there'll be a little bit more information about our program on there, as well as our contact information and a map of the Florida Tech campus.
All right. So once again, this is happening on
Friday, April 21st from 2 to 6 p.m. on the Florida Tech campus.
Okay. And they can register on Eventbrite if they just go there and search.
They can search for our Living Dock Oyster Mat Workshop.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Inside Florida Tech, plus link up with the interview's website. It's all on our website, the address, wfit.org.